Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Let's get started. Welcome to the WordPress Help Desk. Hi, my name is Ken Freeman, and here's what I have for you in today's show. Every week, we bring you three parts, page one, page two, and page three. Page one is the latest WordPress news, page two is our WordPress focus, and page three is my favorite part, and that's where we take your calls, take your questions, and we try to answer anything you have about WordPress. We try to fit this show into 30 minutes so that you can absorb it, that you can take it, you can share it with your friends, you can subscribe and be notified every time we do this. You can follow us over at twitter.com/awebstore.com. And today's show, of course, is sponsored by our primary websites that we want you to go to. Number one is site-keeper.com, because this is where we offer WordPress managed support. WPSiteMakers.com, where you can get great, engaging, award-winning website design. And of course, you can get your questions answered and asked over at WordPressHelpDesk.org. And we would love for you to also know about our special high-speed, lightning-fast WordPress-optimized hosting at hosting-master.com. If you have any questions, visit our sponsors. Let them know that you heard about them on Blog Talk Radio. And by the way, won't you subscribe while you're here? Tell your friends about WordPress Help Desk. And now let's get started on page one. News, we have a lot for you here today on the My WordPress Help Desk. In the news, when you use WordPress, you need all the speed you can get, and this is when real speed is needed. Nobody likes slow sites. Customers want your website to be fast, and a fast-loading site is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Customers expect a website to load in 2 seconds max. And Google even expects that. In fact, if customers think your site is slow, you need to watch out, because recent research shows that a site that takes longer than 3 seconds to load, 57% of the prospects will abandon the site and go somewhere else, find an answer, or to buy a product. 80% of the people will never return to the site, and of that 80%, half will also tell their friends, family, coworkers, and others about their negative experience. A slow website can damage your reputation and cost you new business. Now, we know that Google expects your website to be fast. Google includes the site speed and load times as a factor in search ranking formulas. And though they try to downplay its significance, and it's not as important as saying crafting unique, relevant content, site speed can potentially have a great big impact on your website's search engine ranking. By optimizing website load times, RAI saw a 50% decrease in the time it took Google to crawl a page, and a plus 100% increase in the number of pages Google crawled each day. So a fast site means Google can crawl your pages more quickly, which means more pages can be crawled in a day. And the more pages that Google crawls, the more content you have stored in Google's massive library of resources. And the more content you have stored, the more opportunities you have to get found and connect with potential buyers. And you can learn more about this at an article that rickwhittington.com in his blog, and it's called, Is a Slow Website Costing You Sales? Okay? Now, the good news is that Hosting-Master, our sponsor, is lightning fast. WordPress users have been stunned by our speed. Unlike traditional hosts that use SATA drive servers, Hosting-Master is based entirely on SSD solid-state drive servers that have been tweaked, upgraded, so that they offer all of the sites on our server 100% global gzip compression enhanced by WP Total Cache within every site as the recommended caching plugin, and the modification to turn on Google Developers Apache Mod Page Speed Up. Now, every site on Hosting-Master pops to the screen in lightning speeds. And when speed is needed, host your site on our sponsor, Hosting-Master.com. You'll be glad that you did. In the news, a new business WordPress content management is now available over at mywphelpdesk.com. When people see your website and they see your brand, and your brand integrity is critical. Corporate site is often the first and primary interaction that your customers in the world have with your product, service, or brand. Maintaining page speed and lightning-fast availability and performance is critical to your brand integrity. Keeping your site updated with new, fresh, time-sensitive content is critical. So now you can fire that costly webmaster and discover why our Ultimate Plus WordPress Content Management Service is such a vital and affordable service for business websites. We offer full content management on call. Look what you get for such an affordable monthly rate. Unlimited 30-minute site edits. Full WordPress health checkup, including security, SEO, and creative copywriting to put sizzle and desire into every page, every post. Extreme real-time support of your theme, WordPress version, and plugins. Off-site backups. In other words, everything you need for a safe and secure WordPress website with no worries or frustration and same-day service. You don't have to worry about your website. Fire your webmaster and contact us at mywphelpdesk.com. Now get started today for as little as $69. And of course, today, as we conclude our news, I want to talk about the best practices for hosting a WordPress website. Where your WordPress is hosted really does count. There are many levels of hosting available to any WordPress user. You can host for as little as a couple of dollars on shared host, all the way up to several hundred dollars a month for a dedicated. However, you literally get what you pay for. Hosting on a shared account places your site in a precarious and dangerous environment where you are at risk of any one of the many other accounts on that server damaging your site performance, or worse, leading to your own risk of being hacked or blocked. Even more important is the fact that most shared accounts are hosted on standard SATA drive SAS-type servers, and these are the standard servers of most hosting locations. However, the more savvy WordPress hosts do not use such servers because SATA drives spin to find the data, which is a slow process to begin with. Shared accounts share the CPU usage, bandwidth, and memory of the overall server, and a sales point shared hosts like GoDaddy use to deceive WordPress users is they say in big bold print, SSD, and then it has little print, backup servers. In other words, they do not use SSD servers for their shared accounts, even their WordPress accounts. Thus, by default, hosting on a shared server results in immediately slower page download speed for any WordPress site. So where your WordPress is hosted really does count. Today, because of the ever-increasing use of WordPress, it has birthed a new type of hosting provider. A WordPress optimized provider is someone who knows WordPress inside and out and provides hosting solutions that match with the WordPress demands to ensure lightning fast page speed downloads along with greater security for WordPress. A focused WordPress service that relieves users of the drudgery and conflicts of updating themes and plugins and WordPress updates is called WordPress Managed Support Hosting. At Hosting-Master, our sponsor, they provide a firewall protected, brute force attack protected, Apache PHP cPanel updated provision server that is a complete SSD server globally gzipped for the fastest delivery on the web. And our team at the WordPress dedicated support advisors go the next mile to ensure that your site is safe by implementing strict HT access rules for those who can access the back end on WordPress. And this is the most affordable pricing for businesses and even reduced rates for nonprofits where your WordPress can be hosted. For information, visit our sponsor, Hosting-Master. That's hosting-master.com. Well, that kind of wraps up our news for today. Now let's move over to page two. As we get started in page two, I want to talk about several tips for on-page optimization. On-page SEO techniques for WordPress has two main considerations that I think we need to take a look at. While we want to write for users and not for search engine robots, there are some on-page optimization basics that we could use to both integrate the search engine robot, but in a way that doesn't seem to look overly optimized. If you are using Yoast SEO plugin, some of this will be easy to check as you want to check your target keyword using title, descriptions, and other factors, like having your keyword in the content, the URL, the article headline, as well as for social syndication metadata. Now, before we get too deep, there are some other on-site SEO factors that we can and should do to make sure that your site is well optimized as possible. You know, as we come into 2015, it's important that you have a great WordPress. And if that WordPress site of your business, of your nonprofit, is not optimized, then you are going to be losing traffic. You're going to be reducing your popularity. It could ruin your reputation even. So things like having privacy pages, contact pages, and HTML as well as XML sitemaps, Rick snippets using webmaster tools for Google and Bing, and so much more will be covered in other things that we do here on the WordPress Help Desk. But I want to be sure that today we look at ways that are practical optimization tips to help you make your WordPress site better. Now, I'm going to talk about keyword research in depth later, too, and we will always be bringing you stuff about content SEO anytime we talk here on the WordPress Help Desk, because it can always help you bring in more dollars, more sales, more responses to your lead generation. And, of course, our core business here at the WordPress Help Desk is to help you have a better WordPress, to solve your problems, to answer your questions. Now, on-page SEO techniques for WordPress optimization could be reduced to several key points. One is to create a compelling headline to increase your click-through rate and delivery on the promise made in the headline. Number two, optimizing your URL for search engines. And then how to use image with a sneaky SEO advantage. How to use a sub-headline to get even more keywords in early with an H2 tag. And then using bullet points even before the first paragraph to be both user-friendly but also to help with the use of LSI keywords. And then using short paragraphs with optimized headlines to make your content easy to read and not look cluttered or daunting to the reader. As we talk about these various things, we also want to talk about clever ways to add outbound links and when to use follow and non-follow. So we've got a lot for you here, so let's dig in to SEO for WordPress page optimization. And things that you're going to need on your WordPress, I think, is first of all, you need to have WP SEO by Yoast. This is going to help you figure out all of the optimization you need for turning your site in Yoast completely green. I think the Insights plugin is one of my favorite plugins for finding relevant internal and outbound links, videos, and more. Now, your main targeted keyword is going to be the keyword that you're trying to drive on a specific page. You don't have a keyword just for the website, but a keyword just for that page. So if you want to have multiple keywords or related keywords, then you might want to go over to lsikeywords.com and plan your article based on those keywords. Another thing that you need to have on your website is a call to action, and that is what's the purpose of whatever that page content is. Is it to build business leads, opt-ins, affiliate sales, buy a product, call, or make an appointment? In other words, whatever that call to action is, you need to do that. And then you need to have a good social sharing plugin. You could use Social Media Feather or Share This. And of course, I think it's important to have a base skeleton of the page, article, or the content. And you need to do that, like I say, as a almost like an article table of contents, so that now people viewing your website easily know what's inside that page. And then, of course, I think you need to dig into your WordPress to maximize how people relate to you. I think in simple terms, you could create a headline that will maximize click-through rates. And when they search, they're going to see that headline. When they go to social media, they could see that headline. And you can get some great, compelling headlines by looking at BuzzSumo, Twitter, AdWords, ads, Facebook ads. Get some ideas that other people are using. And there are some free headline generators that might give you some idea. And, of course, you can always use your headline, predominantly done with an H1 tag in most WordPress themes, but you can edit this in your CSS, you can edit it on the page, and you can make it in H2 or H3 using a subheadline that backs up the claims of the headline, restates it in another way, gives you an opportunity to now use your keyword early in the article in ways that the search engine will see. And of course, if you want to create curiosity to force a click-through, this is going to help you to bring those people in. And so here are some rules for headline optimization. Get your keywords in early in the headline, and when you can, use the 1.1-5 rule, which is simply to get your keyword phrase back in again, or use related LSI search terms so that you have a keyword one out of every 5 lines. Now, try to avoid link bait type headlines. Instead, focus on something useful. In other words, a how-to. How to optimize YouTube videos, as an example. Or how to use free SEO tools. You need to restate the benefit or the numbers or the list of types of headlines so people can remember it, can access it, and think about it. Even a dummy could remember it. And then curiosity headlines work well too, using words like secret or discover or improve or new. You know, discover the new secret SEO tool. And then try to keep your headline short, but with the impact, so that you have more room to play around with headlines than you do with just a title on search engines. And of course, that Yoast SEO plugin is very useful at this stage, because it allows you to add, even though the title you add in Yoast plugin is for the search engines, your headline is for your blog. And so the reason that you can see your title and description together, coming together very nicely in the search engines, but for the social section, you need to extend the length slightly. Now, optimizing your main URL, your main domain name for search engines. The URL stands for Uniform Resource Locator, and it is the web address that people use to find your page on the internet. And we have several ways of optimizing a URL for search engines, and it really should be the search engine focus when you are working with your URL. In WordPress, we have options if using Post, where we have categories and subcategories, and also in Pages where we have parent page options. Personally, I always use the post name permalink when using posts, which makes it a little simpler working with a silo structure of a site, but many just use post name or the category post name to get their title and keywords in very early. But when using Pages, it's good to use a parent page like a category to keep your content structured. In either case, whether using a category or parent pages for your content, try to keep it down to short phrases and one word. There is a merit to that approach, but if creating a structured website silo, there is also merit in using a category with a main keyword in that URL too. The length of the URL is determined now by pixel size and not by character length, as it used to be. So now let's talk about SEO plugins for WordPress. You can always use, and I recommend, Yoast SEO plugin, because it allows you to see the snippets as you type in the SEO title or the keyword or your link and that kind of thing. But more importantly, It will help you strip out unnecessary words like and, of, or to, leaving you with more characters to get your main keywords in. But I do not use the XML site options in Yoast. Instead, I use an XML sitemap generator plugin. So my technique for URL optimization depends on Yoast SEO plugin. Now, optimizing your title and description, if you're not using Yoast or WordPress, you could use a free snippet organizer tool at SEO Mofo, which is pretty good, and it allows you to see how your title and description will look in search engines. And then we know that we have other things that we can do, like our title and description. And in the title and description, you want to get your keywords in as early as possible, and you need to also always work with your Yoast SEO plugin to make sure that the snippet preview is working and that you're not running out and putting too many words in the title and so forth. And then you need to optimize those outbound links. And here's a sneaky little link tip that you can use. Use images properties to get some additional metadata for more optimization. JPEG images gives us the opportunity to add a title, a subject, rating tags, comments, authors, and copyright, and each one of these can enhance your optimization. Another sneaky little trick is that if you use infographics from others as your outbound link, or even better, have your own infographic created for you, and either put an authority infographic directory, use it as your outbound link, but even better, if you can do some blogger research and get it featured on another authority site in your niche, and add that infographic from there as your outbound link, then this will help get you a little more traffic. This way you are curating your own content, which is pretty cool. And especially if your post is shorter, I recommend doing more than one outbound link in longer posts, and I would always link to my own content if I get out on an authority blogger or influencer site, as well as the most relevant content that I'm writing about. Can't use Blogger to outreach your content, such as infographics shared by another authority site with your niche, you can use top-ranking infographic directories where you'd be able to find like 5rr.com that will upload these for about $5. Now, alternatively, you can buy authority guest posts from sites, but I don't really recommend that. And other great options are for finding outbound link opportunities is to look at BuzzSumo, which analyzes what content performs best for any topic or competitor. So now, as we come to the close of this particular topic of SEO, we want to talk about how subheadlines could be used in H2 or H3 tags for additional SEO benefits. If your main headline, let's say, is a problem-solution focus, then the subheadlines should back up that promise. This gives us the great opportunity to get our keywords and related LSI in with an H2 tag in the very front of your page. And then, with using subheadlines, you can add them into the Google Keyword Planner and look for content, keywords, and ideas for your paragraph underneath the subheadline. The best way for me to get this concept across to you is to ask you to think of these closely related variations of keyword phrases and the most commonly used modifiers being an alternative to the old keyword density that we used to use to reuse the same exact phrase multiple times. Now, I'm not saying go and reuse all these keyword phrases multiple times, but simply sprinkle them into your content and build up the relevancy as you do. Now, with that, I think we have exceeded our time, so let's now stop and go into page 3 and answer your very real questions. Remember, ask a question. You simply email me at support@awebstore.com, or you text me at 903-926-2607. I'll see you on the next page. Well, Welcome to page 3. This is our question and answer portion, and it's our favorite part where we take your questions. Remember, send your questions to support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Well, in our first question, Spencer asked about Cloudflare. He is saying that he's running on a SiteGround hosting thing, and he's trying to use Cloudflare. He was having an issue with Commerce failing to run under SSL. Well, I'd like to just share with you something I've just learned about Cloudflare. I'd used Cloudflare many years ago on another host, and now that we're running WordPress only on a dedicated SSD server, I have been speeding up all of our sites, and I was talking to the group there at our tech support about how we could better use CDNs to run static things, and they said, well, one free way is, of course, to use Cloudflare. Well, I looked at Cloudflare, and I decided to test it on one site, and that one site had been running at just over 2 second download. It was about 3 seconds. And I thought, well, if we put it on Cloudflare, maybe it will speed up. Well, to my surprise, it actually slowed it down 2 seconds. And the other lesson that I learned is that on Cloudflare, when you're running that, because of your DNS being sent over to their proxy server, it means if you're running a subdomain, now you can't, you know, even get into your site and run the same kind of protection that we had. Previously, before I used this, we were utilizing an HT access rule that said deny all and allow from. And that allow from only allowed my IP and the IP of the user of that site. Now, because of Cloudflare, everything broke and we could not log in. And I was pulling my hair out and we started debugging and we discovered that the moment we took out the HT access rule in Cloudflare, it worked. But now, Cloudflare means that those sites, both sites, the main site and the sub-site, both had to give up the brute force protection of that HT access plugin. So I had to measure which is more important to me, the fact I'm using Cloudflare, but then I saw it was actually delaying the page to come down by a couple of seconds, and do I want to give up my brute force protection? So very frankly, I think this lesson on Cloudflare is that I would not recommend Cloudflare unless you just absolutely are running a single web page. Well, in our last question, since we're out of time, could Andrew ask, could someone point me toward how I'd set up a customer inquiry or registration form on my WordPress website? Well, first of all, if you want to use something like Gravity Forms, that will allow you to log all of those inquiries into your database, but if you're expecting it to come to you as an email and you don't want to pay the yearly expense of Gravity Forms, you might want to look at Ninja Forms. Ninja Forms is a great little tool. I also have seen a lot of people using Contact Form 7. I personally have used a lot of a tool called Formidable Forms. And Formidable Forms allows me to go in and now set it up so that we can see who the email is coming from, I can set up my reply to, and it allows me, if we wanted to log it into the database, but it also allows me to customize the HTML. And this means I can actually make it look like I want it to look on my website. So I think we're about out of time, but please remember that when you visit us here on the blog, subscribe, you know, tell others about us, post it on your social media that we are talking about important things here on the WordPress Help Desk. You need to know that we've changed the name of our website. Go over to our new site at mywphelpdesk.com and look at all of our services there. Especially remember that we've added some brand new WordPress Managed Support Plus services. Take a look at them and give me a call at 214-703-0505 if you need help this week. Thanks for listening to the WordPress Help Desk. You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.